Matthew 7, starting with verse 11. If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father knows how to give good gifts to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you that men should do to you, do even to them. For this is the law of the prophets. The part I want you to catch is about God knows how to give good gifts to his children. He knows how to surprise you. A few years back, I had a surprise party. I had a 50-year-old surprise party. All right. Yes, I know I look 25, but I'm 50, over 50. But anyway, I had a surprise party, but I didn't know it was coming because it was a surprise. Now, here's the deal. I wasn't looking. My birthday, I knew my birthday was coming. My birthday is December 28th. I knew my birthday was coming, but I wasn't looking forward to it. Now, when I was a little kid, when I was younger, I used to look forward to a birthday. You ever see the kids? You see kids skip? Y'all see little kids, they like to skip, jump up and down. Did you notice the older you get, the less we skip? We don't skip. Old people don't skip. And the closer I was getting to 50, man, all my skipping was gone. And the reason it was gone, because you get weight. As life goes on, you start to have weights in your life. You get married. You got children. Got to go to work. And the weight itself is not all that heavy, but it's weight. And you got to carry it. And you got the job, and you got the work, and you got family, and you got friends, and you got finance, and you got health, and you got all this stuff. And after a while, you know, kids, they ain't worried about none of that. They just skip. Hey, life, my birthday coming, yay! They just skip around. When you get older, you carrying all this weight, you ain't skipping. You be like, all right, hallelujah. You know, and you ain't, and your birthday coming, and you see your birthday, but you ain't really worried about birthday because you got weight. I don't know about you, but I knew it was coming, but I wasn't all that excited. And so I'm just kind of carrying around weight. And I remember the day that we're going to do the surprise party. And I didn't know. And my kids were in on it. My wife was all in on it. And they set me up. Now, that day, I remember, I think I had to do a funeral. You got all kind of stuff on your mind. You got to deal with things. You're dealing with life, dealing with church, all kind of stuff. And so I got weight. I want you to understand I got weight. I know my birthday is coming, but I ain't really thinking about it. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's just, I know it's there, but I ain't jumping up and down like, hey, because I got weight. And I know it's coming. Then my children, they, you know, to surprise me, had to set me up. And so they were setting me up. And so they had to say this. And I can't even remember the whole story, but they had to say this and say that and get me to come here and go there. And so I was getting kind of irritated. And so I wasn't really acting, I mean, matter of fact, to be honest, I was getting to the point I wasn't acting like a pastor. Like you see me out there, you see me, I say, hey, and I hug you. Hey, I had lost that. And my kids, they were playing, you know, you got to go here and you got to go get this and you got to do this. And I wasn't too happy. And so we had it at the bowling alley. And I come into the bowling alley. I got this weight. I got an ugly face. I ain't too happy. I'm kind of, and I don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, surprise! I see my mom and my dad and my sisters and some friends. And I just broke and cried. And for this moment, all the weight, I just dropped the weight. I just dropped everything. And I was like, whoa. And I just sitting there and I couldn't do nothing but cry. Because you get, you know, because you have all this weight and you're carrying all this stuff and you're not thinking about anything, you're not, and it just all of a sudden, boom. And it was like, surprise! And I just hugged him. You know, and I was glad and we ate and we had fun and all that stuff. Took pictures, da 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 da. This morning, the Lord said this to me about you. He said, tell them I'm getting ready to surprise you. I'm getting ready to surprise you. He said, tell them, I know you're carrying weight. I know some of you, you got some weight on you. Life will put some weight on you. I mean, and you're just carrying it around, and it's been rough, and it's been kind of tough, it's been kind of hard, and you're trying to figure things out. You don't know how things are going to work out, not quite sure. There's been some death, there's been some hurt, there's been some pain, there's been some struggle. I know you got some weight. And God said, tell them I'm about to give you a surprise. And he brought three surprises to me. And so I just want to show you these three surprises, then we're out of here, okay? Real quick, real quick. First one. This is the plans, the house plans. The house plans to my house. House that was built. House plans. These are the house plans. First gift. First surprise God said he's going to do for some of you. He says, I'm going to give you a new house, a new spiritual house. I'm using the natural to explain the spiritual. I'm going to give you a new spiritual house. Whenever you come to the Lord, whenever you start to believe in the Lord, you have a spiritual house. It's like a house being built by God's hand. It's a spiritual house. And God says, I'm going to begin to surprise you with a new house. A new foundation of love. Because the foundation built by love. And I'm going to make the house bigger. You're going to start loving more people than you ever have before. I'm going to build your walls of faith. I'm going to give you more faith than you ever had. I'm going to surprise you. I know you've been carrying a lot of weight. I know you've been struggling, but I'm going to give you more faith than you ever have. Roof of peace. I'm going to give you more peace than you ever have. I'm going to make your house bigger. Your spiritual house where you got more peace than you ever have. I'm going to surprise you. Because I'm a good father. And I see you. And I see the struggle and I love you. And I want to bless you. I'm going to give you greater prayer. I'm going to give you a door of prayer where you start to pray for people and you start to see things happen. And I give you more prayer where you'll pray more. You'll talk to God more. I saw a new house. I saw God's, and you were like, yay! I mean, if somebody came to you and said, brand new house, bam, it's yours. What would you say? I don't want it. No, you'd be like, yes, got a new house. And I saw a new spiritual house. I saw God surprise you. He's going to surprise you. I saw a new house. This is a map, old map. You know, we don't use map, we use our phones now, but this is one of them old maps. You know, back in the day, hey, Charlie, your kind of map. You know, back in the day.
We still use it.
but I saw a map. And the map meant there was a new direction. God was moving you in a new direction. Sometimes you get stuck going the same way, doing the same thing, the same stuff happening, and you're just like, you can get worn out. You can get tired. You'll be like, God, is this going to be, or this is the way it's going to be for the rest of my life? And I saw God surprise you with a new direction. I mean, this is this morning. God woke me up and said, I'm going to give you a new direction. And not only am I going to give you a new direction, you ever been driving on the road and it's bumpy, bum, 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 and then all of a sudden you hit a nicely paved road? and it's like smooth. You're just like, boom. Some of you, you've been on a bumpy road, and I saw God surprise you with a smooth road. New direction, a smooth road. And it's the Father. Because if man can surprise people, how much more God? And I saw on this map, new direction, smooth road, and I saw clear signs. You ever been going somewhere and you can't, I mean, and the sign's just not good enough. You don't know where you're going. You're not sure you're going to, you know, because you don't have enough signs. You're not, am I going the right way? Am I doing the right thing? And you're trying to figure it out, but the signs are just not clear enough. Well, God said, I'm going to place you and put you in a spot where you'll be able to see clearly. You'll know it's God. You'll know it's me. I'll make the signs very clear. I'm going to surprise you. I know you've been carrying weight. I've been looking at you. I see you. But I'm going to surprise you. And I'm going to surprise you so good you're going to drop the weight. You're going to say, whew. I saw that. I saw a new house, spiritual house. I saw a new direction. You're going to like this. This is good. I don't even know how to say it, but it's Monopoly, but it clips and I can't even say it. But anyway, in here, this is the only reason, like, only way I could get some money. This is money, play money, okay? Couldn't bring real money. And so, this is play money. You know, when you play Monopoly, you got Monopoly money. I saw money. Now, some of y'all are getting excited, but it wasn't that kind of money, okay? Let me explain the money I saw. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. In other words, what God is trying to get across to you, in this world, you need natural money, physical money. It makes the world go round. If you want to eat, you got to have money. You want to live somewhere, you got to have money. All right? You want to go somewhere, you want to do something, you want to get something, you got to have money. That's currency. It makes the world go round. In the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God, your money is called faith. It's faith money. The way you make things happen is through your faith. That's why we walk by faith, not by sight. It's faith. A lot of people, you got people out there rich in money, but they ain't rich in faith. God said, I want you to be rich in faith. Faith money. I want you to have faith money. When you got faith money, you can see deliverance come through because you're praying. You believe in God. You see doors open up because you're praying. When you got faith money in the bank, you believe God, you ask God, you'll see deliverance, you'll see protection, you'll see provision. You'll start to pray, God, open the door, make this happen, come through here. And God's going to surprise you with faith, his money, his faith. He's going to give it to you. And the weights are going to drop off. I saw a surprise. Because the Father said, hey, I know y'all can surprise people, but I can do even better. Now, I saw stages. People were at different stages. Some people, they're carrying their weight, and they're going around, and they're struggling, and they're having a tough time, and they want to give up. Here's what I want to tell you. Don't give up. Don't give up on this Christian thing. Don't give up on this God thing. Sometimes you walk this Christian life and you'll be like, this thing, I can't take this no more. You know, I'm tired of being nice to people. I'm tired of being loving. I'm tired of being kind. I'm tired of doing it right. And you can get, don't give up. Some people, you're just coming into grips. You're starting to understand, yes, God surprised me. God is doing a new thing. God is opening doors. God is building more faith in me. God is doing more things with me. And you're starting to see that. When you see that, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. How can you give him praise? One of the ways you can give him praise is honor him with the gift that he has given you. If God has given you a gift, use it. That's the way you give him praise. What kind of gift you got? Use it. You know what my gift is? My gift, I'm a cheerleader. I told you this before, those who know. I'm a cheerleader. I cheer for people. I'm a cheerleader. Go, baby. I mean, I'm not that kind of cheerleader, but I'm a cheerleader. All right? Now, I ain't got no dress and all that stuff. I ain't even in the closet, nothing. I'm a cheerleader. I encourage people. I lift people up. If your butt getting whooped, I used to be on the team. We were 0-9-1. I told you this before. We were 0-9-1. And the cheerleaders over there, go, Van, go, go. Getting my butt whooped. But go. They were cheerleading. A cheerleader cheer for you even though you getting your butt whooped. But if you're winning, a cheerleader cheers. That's all I do. I encourage people. I'm a giver. That's one of my gifts. I will give. My wife get mad at me. That's my gift. Use it. What's your gift? What are you good at doing? Whatever it is, one of the ways to thank him, use your gift. Use your gift. I saw some of you. You're just enjoying it. I mean, you understand the surprise has happened. You're enjoying the party. You know, it's like, hey, after I stopped crying and stuff and I just started fellowshipping. And one of the ways, one of the things God wants you to do when you understand this and you see where you're at and what's going on is God wants you to tell other people, don't give up. Tell people. Let people know, hey, hang in there. Hang in there. Hang in there. God's going to surprise you. Just like he surprised me. Does that make sense? God wants to surprise. He can see you with weight. Some of you got some weights. You can. Could be your marriage. Could be your children. Could be your work, your finances, your home, life. You're carrying some weight. God said he's going to surprise you. Let's pray. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. And I thank you that you're a Father who loves to give us gifts. And you love to surprise us. Lord, I know you see all the weight and see all the stuff that we're carrying. Guide us, Father. Lead us, direct us, help us to stand strong. And we thank you that in due season, you're going to surprise us in such a way we'll be able to put the weight down and enjoy you. Lord, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, be blessed. Have a great day.